생각지않았다해
나도잘봤
지나가야
돼나말말빨리좀
Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Abdul, how you doing, brother?
Hi, Abdul. Good afternoon. I'm doing great. How about you? How you doing today?
I'm good, but something is going on, man. We haven't received calls since the morning. Yesterday was the same thing. I have two employees on the clock, so something is going on. I need to check my ads for me, and then we might need to reduce the mile or something. Back to 40 or something. I don't know.Or maybe the ad when it just starts, it hits hard and then after that it stops. I don't know what's going on. I don't get no calls at all.
Gotcha. Let me go ahead and take a look. For example, so far today, the ad has been shown 134 times, 4 clicks. So you've only spent $11 so far today.Let's see.
On both campaigns?
Yes, so that is for both campaigns. Now, for example, well, that's all of that spending has been on the Dayton, Ohio one. For example, Columbus has been shown 46 times today, but no one has clicked on it in Columbus. 89 times in Dayton.And 4 people have clicked on it. So you've had no calls?
No, not today or yesterday. Yesterday we had one late night. Like, not late night, like at 8, 7, but other than that, nothing.
I see. It is, for example, we do know the fact that, you know, having money in the budget, well, it sometimes that allows Google to, you know, overspend if necessary.Right, that's why, you know, initially, you know, when we had the budget first available, you know, we were getting calls a lot more consistently. Like, for example, yesterday, the ad was shown 185 times. We got 13 clicks, $50. You spent $50.49. 22 in Columbus and 27 in Dayton.
Okay, what's, can you talk to tech team or talk to the Google Ads people? What's wrong? Is it slow everywhere? Or is this, the budget is not full? Or what's going on? Tomorrow I will increase the budget, but like you said, yesterday we spent $50, but the budget is $60. So the budget has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, oh, you almost, you know, reached the $30, the $30 daily budget that we have.Now, the accounts, like we said, they're both, let me see.
And they're both still 40 miles or you updated to 50?
I have them at 40 miles right now.
Yeah, that's good. Don't increase your
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I'm looking at the impression share, which, you know, basically, they only, you're...below 10%. Let's say yesterday we were shown less than 10% of the time of the total searches. One of the competitors that I see here is Fast Towing Services. They were shown 11%. And other than that, it was just, you know, advertisers like Yelp or, you know, Angie's, not direct competition, let's say.She basically says Google, right? Let me see. Oh, that was yesterday. Let me take a look at today. What about Wednesday? How was it Wednesday? Did you get any calls Wednesday?
Wednesday, a little bit. But yesterday and the day before, like, yesterday, like, one or two.One call by mistake and then one lead and we secured it too. It was one call. So now the problem is not securing the leads. Now it's the problem is getting the calls. The problem was before securing the leads, but now I got a whole team for it.
Gotcha. Yeah, because, for example, Wednesday you had 16 clicks. 16 people went to your website. Tuesday, 24 people went to your website. We spent $83 that day. 24.
So I guess it's just the traffic is not hitting, or I mean, like the market is down.
I would attribute it more to the budget that we have allocated based on the actual traffic. Because like we said, hourly, you're getting no more than 4 clicks. Right? For example, there's times where you get, where the ad is shown 12 times and you get 4 clicks. And there's times where the ad is shown 31 times and you get 4 clicks. So you're maxing out at about 4 clicks per hour. Right? Sometimes, you know, it does compensate. So for example, Tuesday, just to give you an example, the ad starts running at 7 o'clock. Right? 7 o'clock, you got 7 to 8, you got 1 click. And 8 to 9, you didn't get anything. 9 to 10, you got, now, 8 to 9, the ad was shown 5 times. Now, 9 to 10, 29 times the ad was shown, you got 4 clicks. 10 to 11, 23 times it was shown, 1 click. So, the impressions, like we said, there are rush hours, let's say, right? But, and we can see daily here, right? But it is limiting, your clicks are limiting how many times it can be shown.
Okay. Let me, I'll check what's going on, and then I'll call you about the budget. I wish tomorrow you guys open, but since you guys not open tomorrow, Monday, because the ads will end on Tuesday, so Monday I will put around $1,000 or $2,000 into this. And we'll see how it goes. Because I got dispatchers running. And I got everything. Everybody is on, you know, online just waiting. I got two people just managing for work. So imagine somebody works 7 to 4 with no toys. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, that's not efficient, right? We want to make sure. You definitely want to make sure that you get those phone calls, right? So, and I'm going to go ahead and try to look for other things that we can add to the website. Would help us convert. For example, maybe when somebody searches, depending on whatever they search, it sends them to that section of the website, right? So if they search for tire change, it's going to take them to the tire change section of the website. Now, so what we can do is you know, make sure that we set up the contact form at the very top of every section. Because it's at the bottom usually. Right? So
okay, so let's see. I don't want to catch you, but let's see if we can put on every service will have the number multiple times, like the main page.
Okay, just
like, you see what I'm saying?
Different. Uh huh. Yeah.
Like put the number everywhere on each landing page, or each ad page.
Okay. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, just increase the number shown on that. So some people, like you said, if they click on a website and they don't call, so either they don't see the phone number quick, or it's just they come in and out. But if there is a number, they will give it a shot and call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to make sure that the number is visible on all those different landing pages. And like we said, at that contact form at the top as well. Usually when it's a towing service, they want to get it done quickly, right? So they usually call. But we'll have both options available on all those pages.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much, Ruben, and I'll call you back with the budget.
I'm so sorry, Abdul, you're breaking up a bit. I'm so sorry, you're breaking up a bit. I didn't catch the last part.
I'm going to increase the budget today, but I think somebody is coming to buy my car later today. So I'm just going to invest the money Monday. So Monday I will call you, and then we will increase the amount all the way because I have dispatchers running. So, and they already secured leads, so they're both capable of securing leads. It's just the fact that we need more phones. So
okay.
I will give you a call Monday, or give me a call Monday as soon as you get in the office, so we have to increase the budget.
We can turn that all the way on. Okay, yeah. No, I can definitely follow up Monday first thing in the morning, and we'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Do you have any other questions as of right now, Abdul?
No, it's all good. It's all good.
All right. Well, I thank you very much for the time. I'll talk to you Monday. You have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You take care. Bye-bye.